1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Keep up to date with the show. Find out what's going on. If you're on the updates list, you can sign up for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, man, we got lots to talk about tonight. In the and coming up this hour, the Houston Police Department talking about putting cameras in your home.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll give you the details there. And more. They want cameras all over the place. But first, you brought up something at the end of the last hour that I find an interesting concept, Johnson. You brought up basically a patriotic insurance organization, and they call themselves Save a Patriot. And I got to say, I'm not a fan of this group at all.
I'm not, you know, and I've never really known exactly what I stand, but I knew I wasn't going to get involved because I don't trust it. But I love the idea.
Well, the idea is what? I mean, do you want to describe what exactly it is?
It's just basically, I mean, you might be able to explain it better than me, but I think it's just basically an insurance organization. They encourage you to not pay your taxes, and you pay them a certain amount, and they're trying to build up, you know, they don't have the user base to do what it is they need to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
But were they to build up this user base, basically they would encourage people to not pay their taxes, and if the government came after you, they'd pay for your lawyers, and they'd pay off the taxes or whatever, or they'd pay off the problem and deal with the situation for you.
Pay off the lien on the house or whatever,
right.
the punishment ended up being.
You know,
so
yeah.
it's an insurance against governmental attack, basically.
And
like the idea is most of the we talked to plenty of people on Free Talk Live, like Coffee, Russell Canning, a bunch of people have called in and told us that they don't pay taxes and they haven't paid for a long time. Well, this essentially would give people an extra reason to not pay taxes because they would know that they'd be backed up if indeed the government did decide to come after them. So it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, if that worked, I mean, it would be incredible.
It could work.
You know, if they got it to the, I mean, if for some reason they were able to, without people just, you know, obviously the money, they don't have the money yet. If they did have the money and they were managed to just barely get to the point, once they got to the point of where they could actually defend people, you could have a cataclysm, you know, a huge
effect. The IRS
effect.
Would be very scared if that was the case.
Because
now,
people
problem,
would start signing up one after another after
right.
another, and the organization would just grow, and then they'd really have some clout behind them.
Yeah, plus, I mean, it's not like insuring death or insuring fire or insuring accidents. In this case, the IRS doesn't really go after that many people, so if you were running this insurance organization, you'd be banking. I mean, you could do it as a nonprofit if you wanted to, but this particular group, though, the Save a Patriot group, I will not support them because they won't come out with their membership numbers. That's the one weird, really questionable thing about them.
Well,
it's a
yeah,
neat
because
idea.
It's because they don't, they say that they might have enough. They don't actually say whether or not they
yeah,
have
Yeah, they won't
enough.
Tell me if they've got 5 people or 500 people in their organization.
Mm.
I mean, if they would tell me that there was 15 people, I'd feel more comfortable about it. At least, you know, you're revealing something to me, I'd probably be more likely to join, even if it was a small number. But the fact that they're withholding that information, it's not like I want a laundry list of addresses and phone numbers of all the membership. I could understand wanting to keep your roles private.
Right.
But not revealing the total number of members seems really questionable
well,
to me.
Well, the reason why they're doing well, it is. It's questionable because
makes me think they're scammers.
Well, yeah, because it's not that I don't think that necessarily they're scammers, but I think what
well,
it is
you're
is
hoping
that,
they come through in a time of need.
Yeah, but I think what it is that they don't have the numbers to back up, and they don't want to reveal that yet because they don't. They want people
been around
to have,
for a long time.
Have the incentive to sign up.
They've been around for a long time. They've there's people that go around and push this particular organization to liberty-minded groups, and I would think that if they've been around for long enough, they could have scrounged together 1,000 people by now. How hard could it be? I mean, it is such a good idea.
How much money is it that you have to invest in this?
I don't think there's much. I think it's like $10 a month or something like that.
Yeah, $10 a month, but then they would have to have a certain number of members, and then they have to protect you for a certain amount. I mean,
well, then they also
it's a huge amount of money that they've got to build up there. I mean,
well, not necessarily. I mean, most of the penalties for tax dodging are between $100,000 and $500,000, depending on how much money's involved with the people that didn't pay. I just think it's questionable. It's suspicious. And if they want to continue being a suspicious organization, then I'm not going to support them at all. And I let them know that when they've approached me before. Look, not interested. So maybe somebody, maybe in the free state perhaps, maybe somebody will create some competition to this particular organization and actually reveal membership numbers, reveal some statistics, and get people excited about this idea. Because I think the idea of insuring people against an IRS audit, insuring you against an IRS attack, that's brilliant.
Well, it, and it's the thing that keeps people from...
Yeah.
Withholding their taxes.
That's the major objection.
Yes.
Like, if you knew that you'd be taken care of in that particular... You might face some jail time. But if you knew that you'd be taken care of monetarily, would it help your decision to withhold taxes?
Yeah, it would.
I think the IRS would quickly change their policies to be even more thuggish, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, but once you reach a critical mass, once you reach a certain amount of participation, it doesn't matter how thuggish they get.
They would probably react very quickly, but you know, who knows how fast that tidal wave of people not paying the taxes.
You know, I was actually looking at hammeroftruth.com, speaking of the IRS and being thuggish, I was looking at hammeroftruth.com, and somebody was talking about bringing back the Sons of Liberty. Do you guys remember who the Sons of Liberty
were? Sure, they were the organization put up by Samuel Adams, John Adams.
They dumped the tea.
Right.
In the harbor.
Yeah. Painted up black Indians.
They were also known for threatening government officials and doing all kinds of other nasty things in the name of liberty. And so he was talking about bringing back the Sons of Liberty, but not necessarily in such a violent manner. And he proposed, for instance, it's just an interesting idea, going up to the IRS office in your local area and setting off an EMP.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Effectively nullifying all of the electronic devices in their office and just crippling them.
But they don't have EMPs.
You
can build one.
You can build one, but it's, you know, like one caller said, it does require, especially if you're going to be making your own EMP, explosive force. That's a bomb.
Good point.
In order to create an EMP, you have to build a bomb.
Well, anyway, he was talking about some creative ideas for fighting back against the IRS, and I thought it was very interesting over at hammeroftruth.com. 1-800-259-9231. So I'd love to see somebody come up with a legitimate, upfront group that is actually providing this IRS insurance policy service. I think it's a great idea. Someone should do it. All right, let's go to the Houston Police Department. This is from the Houston Chronicle. Facing a shortage of police officers, Police Chief Harold Hurt called Wednesday for a new type of patrol. Surveillance cameras on downtown streets, apartment complexes, and shopping malls, and in extreme situations, private homes. And of course, predictably, Officer Hurt says, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should you worry about it? Well, maybe it's because we're supposed to be a free society, Officer Hurt. Maybe it's because I don't want whatever it is I'm doing now to become something wrong down the line when someone else gets in charge and decides that having sex outside of marriage should be something that's punished. And by that point, I have my government camera in my bedroom and I can't have sex outside of marriage anymore. So just because I'm not doing something wrong today doesn't mean I won't necessarily be doing something wrong in your mind tomorrow, even though I'm not hurting anybody else. Or maybe it won't be sex related. Maybe it'll be smoking a joint. I don't think that's wrong either, but you might.
Well, maybe I like to pick my nose. Maybe I just like my privacy.
Yeah, maybe you do like your privacy. And maybe privacy is important in America. But according to these people, it's not anymore because we have to crack down on crime. This is to keep you safe, man. What, you want privacy when you can have safety?
I do want privacy instead of their safety.
Well, his remarks came as the city council approved a financial incentive. City Council for that financial incentive program to help the Houston PD recruit officers. The department's struggling with a manpower shortage, and so as a result, he's suggesting that cameras should be put, virtually everywhere. And when asked whether they need cameras, whether the need for cameras extends to private homes, he said, quote, if they're putting a burden on the criminal justice system and cheating the other residents of Houston, yes. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean if you're on probation? You get a camera in your home? Is that what it means? They're cheating the residents of Houston? Putting a burden on the criminal justice system? This is where it starts. Oh, it's okay. We're only going to put it in the houses of criminals. Known criminals. Convicted criminals. If that's all we're going to do this year, then what's next?
Computers.
800-259-9231.
They watch you with their evil red eye.
1984, anyone? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Don't do that.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now, 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for the show. If you like the fact that we give away everything on our website for free, well, we'd like a simple vote from you in return. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com if you've not yet done it this month, because it's a once-a-month sort of thing. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address, and it helps us out because it keeps us on the top 10 podcasts of the world. I believe we're currently ranked at, I think, number 3. I think we were bumped to number 4 today. We need your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com. Houston wants to put a camera in your house. Well, not yet. But eventually, you know what they're going to do here? I think they're going to try and put cameras in downtown areas. They're going to try to put them in apartment buildings, in various different public locations. And then they're going to say, okay, well, there's certain criminals like sex offenders, Convicted murderers?
Oh, you can believe our area is next with the Tampa Bay area has cameras everywhere.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, these ideas are definitely copied by other governments.
Oh, yeah. We've got the face scanning cameras and all that stuff here. Locally.
Didn't they shelve that? Didn't they shelve it after they found that it didn't work?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway.
I'm pretty sure they still have all that in Ybor City.
Well, so now what they're proposing is cameras for Houston, and I think what they're going to end up doing here is they're going to get them into certain areas where they can just easily get them into. They're going to put them into the criminals' homes, like sex offenders, and then they're going to offer a voluntary program. This is just me totally speculating here, but the police chief has already talked about this. He's already used the old line of, well, if you don't have anything to hide, what are you worried about?
What's the problem?
But be a good little citizen. Look, if you pay us $200, we'll come down and we'll install this government monitoring camera in your living room. And you'll be safer, because here's what they want. According to one of the bureaucrats involved here, the executive director of the downtown management district, he says the goal is for people to feel safe. The goal is for people to feel safe, because that's all this stuff does. It gives you an illusion of security. In fact, he says we're finding new ways to make it basically safer in reality and in perception. So because there are cameras around, you may perceive that you're safe, but it's not going to stop you from a man with a hood over his head, mugging you.
That's the truth.
It'll just mean the criminals will be a little bit more careful about the violent actions that they take.
What are you saying? You're against people wearing hoods over their heads?
No, I'm not against that. I'm just pointing out that that's what the cops are going to do.
And I'm against hoods.
So, and by the way, the American Civil Liberties Union is coming to the pro-freedom side on this particular issue, Johnson, as you should be aware of. So, yes, Houston is about ready to destroy even more privacy. We'll keep you up to date as we hear more about this. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Now I have heard it all.
What, cameras in homes?
It's like the telescreens in 1984 by George Orwell, where a TV screen would watch you. I mean, unimaginable to all of us. That would never happen.
Dave, the news is that's what it is. The news is 1984.
It's just 20 years late. That's all. 22
yeah.
years late.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Orwell was not wrong. But anyway, I have a good piece of news.
Oh, good.
A milestone passed by Free Staters in the state of New Hampshire. The first Free Stater newspaper went to print today.
Fantastic. The Keene Free Press, correct?
The Keene Free Press, that's
nice.
Correct. And as a nice little anecdote, one of the first things that happened was one of the local talk shows, there's a liberal talk show that only airs for like a couple hours on the weekend.
Yeah.
But they were griping about it. There's this new Keene Free Press, it's a right-wing newspaper. Immediately, they start getting calls from people who wanted to, we heard you guys denounced on the left-wing talk show. Can we advertise with you? Can we distribute your paper for you?
That was great. So actually, it's so typical that the opposition groups spend so much effort and so much time decrying the things that they don't like the Christians, how they always get out and they just get so angry about movies like Brokeback Mountain. Well, you're just drawing more attention to it. Why haven't you figured this out yet? Look, if you would just shut up, then maybe nobody would pick up the newspaper. But instead, all you do is moan and whine and complain. And so everybody naturally says, well, what's that all about? It's got them in a tizzy. Let's check it out.
I know, the best way for freedom lovers to spend their time is not so much attacking necessarily bad things, although there's a place for that, but supporting the good things, because then not only are you're giving free advertising to the good thing, I guess, if that makes any sense.
It does. And so it's gone to press, it's going out for distribution, I believe, what, next week?
I'm not sure when the first day of distribution is. I think I heard it was the 23rd. It just went to the printer today.
Cool. How many pages is it, if I might ask?
I don't know. I really don't know that much about it, and I haven't been following it that closely. I've contributed one article, and it's been an online paper for about 2 months. I don't know how many pages. It sounded like it wasn't that big, like they didn't have a lot of space for stuff. But
yeah, you can't start huge.
It's a pretty good name, too, I think, that Keene Free Press. Press. Yeah, absolutely, because I think Free Press is pretty keen.
We've also got one of the other Free Staters has designed a bumper sticker for it, so people around Keene are starting to put it on their bumpers, which is I mean, that has a big impact when you see something. There's a new newspaper in my town.
Yeah, yeah. These are things that are going to have a lot of effect. I mean, not only for the fact that you're getting our opinions, pro-freedom, pro-liberty opinions out there without having to go through a regular, maybe a big state government, big government newspaper's editorial staff. We're bypassing all that. You're literally creating the media. You're creating the news yourself and getting people excited about that. Man, that's great.
And those free papers grow very quickly, too. Right. I mean, we have a, what's that, the one, the Weekly something?
The Weekly Planet.
Weekly Planet.
It's kind of a leftist.
Well, they had a deal with us for a while. Where they were running some ads. We were running some ads with them. And, you know, it's good because those things grow and they're supported by advertising.
Yeah.
So those types of things could spring up in the free state all over the place.
Hey, and if you, syndicate it out to different areas of the state. And, you know, if you can make money at it, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, the major reason for the paper is to possibly, you know, break even and get the message of liberty out there. But it's possible you could make a living at it someday.
And they were, you know, the Weekly Planet people, they're making their money. They're making money at it, and they're giving the paper away for free. They're not even selling
it. That's right. They've got a huge staff. So it's, I think it's really exciting. Did anything else on your mind?
Well, one cute thing on their webpage, it says, like, it has their rate. Their rates are listed in silver. Ounces of silver for advertising. But they also accept money, and they have a money rate, too.
Well, of course, because, I mean, unfortunately, not all of your suppliers and your vendors are going to accept silver quite yet. But I like the fact that they're accepting both of them. You know, for instance, when you go and you pay the printing company, odds are good they're not going to take the silver, so it is good to have a few FRNs in your pocket as well. But Dave, we appreciate the update, man. Thanks. Let us know how the let us know how it's going, how it's being distributed, what people's reactions are. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think that's really exciting, especially considering that it's only been 135 people that have moved into the state as a part of the Free State Project so far.
I would just got their email and it said something like 200 had moved.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I just haven't looked at the numbers in a little while, but I know they've had they have 300 plus members that are in the state, but that includes the people that were members of the Free State Project before New Hampshire was chosen. So they kind of got grandfathered in. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll free 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So the people that created this Keene Free Press are members of the Free State Project. Were they ordered by some central board of control to do this project? No. They just came up with it on their own, which is the greatest thing about the Free State Project. It's totally decentralized. There's no one cabal group of individuals that's giving people orders as to what to do. You do what you feel is right for liberty, and as a result, we get really exciting things like this to talk about. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Let's talk FEMA coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com.
Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Is Black Magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them on the house for free, freetalklive.com. Let's do a little bit of email, Manwich, and then we'll get to this FEMA thing if we get a chance. I've got a quick one here, and then you've got one that supposedly tears me up.
Well,
so we're going to get to that.
Not happy with you.
Manwich is still living in the early 80s, apparently, according to the Chicagoan.
The early 80s? I was a early teenager.
The idea that a juvenile record is sealed is a myth in all but a handful of states anymore. Almost all states changed their juvenile law statutes in the so-called crime surge of the late 1980s and early 90s. The change of policy was introduced by those tough-on-crime conservatives that took over so many state houses during the 1990s. So according to the Chicagoan, Manwich, you were wrong about your claim that your records are just wiped after you turn 18.
I've got a little experience
with
this.
Chicagoan more than I believe.
I've got a little experience with this, and he's wrong. At least
maybe
in
Florida. Maybe in Florida. Anyway, so let's go to your email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. By the way, if you want to email someone individually, just email that person's name. So Johnson or Manwich or Ian at freetalklive.com.
All right. This one was sent to the both of us, actually. It's Dear Free Talk Live, I'm an avid listener of your show and an amplifier. It's from Craig. So avid that I can't miss a single one, apparently, and I have been in a backlog on my MP3 player for 1 week. I wanted to tell you how disappointed I was in your show that aired Saturday the 11th. This was the same show where you had Jack Cole on, the law enforcement officer against prohibition.
We've had people say that was our best show, by the
way. Right. During the show, both of you guys, he doesn't mention one way or the other what he thinks about
okay.
that. Both of you guys started to discuss eminent domain. Manwich's position was that he wanted to retract the concept of eminent domain back to its constitutional levels, that property could be only taken for public use with just compensation. Ian did not agree, saying that no private property should be taken at all
for
any reason. I think that it's unfair for Ian to assume that Manwich advocated the taking of, by force, people's private property, which...
You were supporting the taking
essentially
of private property.
Essentially, that's what the Constitution supports, the taking by force of people's private property. But
correct.
Anyway, let's let him go on. This is the same type of broad stroke which applies to the Americans by the mass media with their liberal versus conservative separation. Let's put to rest right this very minute the issue of roads. A lot of people want to own property, which they have a right to. This property is used for housing, businesses, facilities such as water pipes, electrical lines, internet lines, etc. The roads have to be maneuvered safely, efficiently, and inexpensively so that people are able to move about in likewise manner. This is a complicated issue which involves the cooperation of every business owner, every homeowner, every utility company, and all levels of government, whether they be state-run highways or national interstate systems or local roads. The issue has become so complicated and so built into our society over time that it is unreasonable to assume that people can understand roads without government. You need to understand...
I don't think it's unreasonable.
Of course you don't.
I understand it.
How?
I'm not a genius.
You need easements to do these things.
Uh-huh.
You need them.
Okay.
You need to understand that right
cable
now...
Cable companies, phone companies can pay for the rights to have access to your property. Go ahead.
They do pay, actually, the government.
The government. Go ahead.
You need to understand that right now, legalization of drugs, repeal of the income tax, representatives reading the bills they vote on, and fair trial juries are, to most voters, right now, that is utopia to them. That's common sense to you, Ian, Manwich, myself, and the listeners, but most people right there is all they can envision. Changing the way roads works is beyond that right now. That to most people, it's insanity. Manwich understands this, and I don't believe Ian does. Understand that roads are too complicated for people to grasp.
Hold on. I totally understand.
Roads are too complicated for people to grasp.
Well, I understand how you guys feel. You feel like you're smarter than everyone else, and that you feel like they don't get it. They don't understand what you understand, and that you understand what we're talking about, man.
You're saying. I don't believe that it necessarily is going to work.
You understand getting the government out of roads and how it might possibly work.
I'm sure that lots of libertarian principles will work, most of them. This whole privatizing roads, not so sure it's going to work.
Okay, and you're also darn sure that most people couldn't possibly come to grips with these ideas.
I think that they don't want to come to grips with your ideas because you are a crackpot, and to espouse crackpot ideas only gives them credence. So stop it.
Okay, to label them crackpot.
Let me give you a libertarian solution off the top of my head for how roads would work that we haven't covered yet. We've talked about a libertarian society having dispute resolution organizations, and everyone would need to belong to a specific dispute resolution organization. That dispute resolution organization could say that, look, you live in our area, and under our dispute resolution terms, then you have to allow people to use your section of road that you own.
Sounds like a government to me.
It is not a government.
It absolutely is
a
government.
It is not a government if people are voluntarily involved, man.
Sounds geographic and they're telling
people they've got to do it. I don't want to get into DROs, okay, right now.
Right.
But what I was going to say about the roads issue, it's like you don't want to talk about these things. You just want to stay away from them, yet you're always the one that reads the emails about it. You get on the air and you complain up and down that, oh, we talk about roads too much on the show. But here you are again. The last few times we've talked about roads, it's been you that has initiated the conversation.
I guess you're right.
Go on with your email.
Manwich understands this, and I don't believe that Ian does. Understand that roads are too complicated for people to grasp, and because of that, it's craziness to them. Roads can wait. Can we at least maybe try to get eminent domain back to a constitutional level first, since most people actually do understand that? I know Ian doesn't like the Constitution. True anarchy, as in no state, is on the other side of the Constitution. We have to get back to the Constitution first.
I do like the Constitution, and I want the roads privatized.
I'm willing to try that once we get back to
And I agree with you that
I'm not a graduate.
Nobody here has... Well, Matt, wouldn't you agree that getting back to the Constitution would be a nice thing to happen?
I think it's a good step.
Okay.
I think it's a good step.
Right.
I'm not a gradualist. I don't want to go that route. I don't want to try to get back to the Constitution
really?
First. No. No.
Hey, what do you want?
I want to just get there. I want to get there. I'm not going to say, let's get back to the Constitution first.
Okay.
No. My goal is to go where we need to go. Period.
Okay.
If that goal is privatizing roads, then let's work towards privatizing roads. Let's not work towards the constitutional solution first. Let's work towards privatizing roads.
Let's not. Thanks.
Yeah, I disagree with you, because as soon as we start working towards privatizing roads, guess what other people are going to be doing? Working towards flying cars. Thank you. Get rid of the FCC or the FAA and get us flying cars.
Well, the good thing is...
I want other solutions.
The good thing is...
building roads over houses, whatever.
We can all work towards what we think is important. And I will certainly say that roads are not my primary issue. But nonetheless, I will not take a muddled position on roads or take a pro-government position on roads simply to appease certain individuals that think that others can't handle these ideas. There's a lot of people out there that if they came across Free Talk Live, they couldn't handle necessarily right off the bat. They might down the road get it. But the first time they heard us talking about getting a government out of all these different areas, whether it be the IRS or whether it be, you know, welfare, or whether it be the borders. I mean, there's so many things that we say on Free Talk Live. This is an iconoclastic show. We are destroyers of ideas on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. We get into people's heads and we say, hey, is it possible that you have been wrong about what you have believed your entire life about the government? That's what we do on a nightly basis on Free Talk Live. We destroy people's long-held beliefs and ideas. It doesn't happen overnight for most people. They might have to listen a few times before they start understanding the principles behind what it is we're talking about. So, roads are going to keep coming up. Johnson and I are going to keep taking the principled stance about it, and you guys can keep complaining. In fact, he's got more to say. We're going to come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Wild.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can add yourself to the listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com, get yourself plugged in there. You can punch in your location, add your name, photo, even a phrase to go along with your entry. And you can see where other people are listening to Free Talk Live at all the way around the world at map.freetalklive.com. So from time to time, we get emails that are a little bit critical of Free Talk Live. And we don't mind sharing them with you on the air because we can take critique. We're big boys.
I think that that's one of the differences that in Free Talk Live, anyways, that we will read critical emails, real critical emails, not just attacks on the host's position, but on the show itself.
Indeed.
And we read them.
So, let's continue with this eminent domain email.
Manwich does not believe in the taking of people's property by force to give to Pfizer so they can make more penis pills. Manwich also knows that before eminent domain in the constitutional sense for public roads, for public use, as in roads, kicks in, there are hearings, petitions, public meetings, and all kinds of stuff like that.
All kinds of window dressing. That's all it is. It's window dressing to dress up the fact that they're taking your property by force.
Sometimes people win in those situations. I'm not saying
really?
I like them.
Whatever. Oh, you got to be kidding me, man. There's an interstate going through out west, a brand new interstate. Those people are not going to win.
By the way,
they probably aren't.
By the way, even if they won, they didn't win. because they had to pay their court costs. They had to be dragged in the situation in the first place. They didn't win.
People are not being bulldozed out of their houses because the people of the city demanded a road. Well,
yes, they are.
There are. But I think that there's...
You think that's okay. We understand.
I think it's okay. Eminent domain for public use is not taken lightly by people of a city or county, and these things are usually always settled peacefully.
Yeah, usually.
He's saying they're settled peacefully because the guns never come out, but they're always there. The threat of force is there. When the government sends you that letter that says, hey, we've decided to take your property and offer you this pittance in return.
We are going to take your property. You should cooperate, but or we'll shoot you.
If you're not peaceful, we'll shoot.
Do not make me take this gun out of the holster. I will shoot you now.
Just because the armed thugs haven't shown up yet doesn't mean that things are peaceful, Manwich.
Manwich, you know what? I'm not saying it's peaceful. I'm saying it's constitutional.
He's saying it's peaceful.
Manwich understands that the problem right now is taking it for private use. I know Ian does, but from day one of the show, Ian interrupts Manwich and doesn't let him finish a thought and makes assumptions about what he's saying and then makes him out to be a dumbass.
I don't have to try very hard.
Well, whatever. That's why I stopped listening to Rush Limbaugh. To add insult to injury, conversation...
Why? Because Rush is one? Hey, dumb butt.
The conversation shifts to how Jack Cole and the law enforcement against prohibition should get publicity, and that shows like Free Talk Live can help get that message out. If you want to get the message out, you really didn't do a great job when he was on the phone. The entire call was rushed as if the show was being ended from the very first minute.
We've had somebody complain.
We've had a couple people say that.
And we've had both sides. We've had people rave about the interview with Jack Cole, saying it was the best hour that we've ever done.
Absolutely. It was a good interview until you rushed him offline.
Well, you know,
what do you want?
We told him an hour.
Yeah, you did. But
I mean, how many hours? The guy isn't a talk show host. He's not getting paid.
He has a life, dude. He has a family. He has things to attend to.
Didn't he want to stay in the line? He sounded like he wanted to stay in the line.
We didn't ask him. We told him an hour. We didn't ask him.
You didn't.
Where the heck were you?
It is not fair.
Why weren't you sitting in the studio asking?
I didn't have a problem.
Why didn't people call in and ask a bunch more questions?
It's not fair to suggest that you can just come to a guest at the end of a show on the air and ask him to hang around a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's mean.
It's inappropriate as far as handling guests. And as far as rushing him off the air, we made it clear to him that we were running out of time. It's not like we all of a sudden say, all right, Jack, see you later.
Running out of time is relative when you have 2.5 hours left of your show or whatever.
Let me also point out,
stop for a second, because this is Free Talk Live. It's a show about the callers, where callers can call in and talk about anything. If we have a guest on the line, we're breaking format. No, he wasn't a caller. He was a guest who we'd scheduled to be on the show.
Were callers not able to still call in?
Not about anything they wanted to, because when we have a guest on the line... We break format, and we go into guest mode.
Why do you have to break format when you have a guest on the line? That's the problem. You don't have to break format.
Yes, we do, because if you've got a cop on the line talking about the war on drugs, I can't take a call about abortion. It wouldn't make sense. From a programming perspective, that doesn't make a darn bit of sense. So if this is a show about the caller, and we spend 3 hours on the phone with a guest, we're not Free Talk Live anymore. If we can spend 1 hour of our 3 hours with a guest, I think that's
acceptable.
Okay,
let me ask you this. When you've had a caller on the air, how often has it happened that you've ever had a call about another subject?
I think it's happened several times.
It has absolutely happened.
Because many people are podcast listeners, and they don't listen to the show live.
We've had somebody hang on for 45 minutes as we were with a guest one time.
At the same time, though, my feeling on the whole thing, especially with the caller, when you have a caller like that on the line, is that, especially with him, you could have kept him on for another segment if you knew the time was running out. You could let him know that the time was running out, but you could word it like, look, you know, first of all, you could have told him when we were on a break, you could have said, look, this is your last segment. We need to wrap it up at the end of the segment. And really,
we
clarified that to guests. Because we told him that.
He knew that. It was the top of the hour.
I had the board operator tell him during the break that we were going to be done. Jack Cole thought it was a great interview. So just because two listeners thought it was, when we rushed him off the line, doesn't mean anything.
I just thought it sounded a little rushed off at the end there. And of course it did.
It always sounds rushed when we're at the end of the show. We're trying to get ideas in and trying to get questions asked. We had two calls come in towards the end of the interview. We didn't hold those calls to the very end. They came in right towards the end. So I wanted to get both of the callers
in. If it's possible to avoid it sounding rushed, what's the big deal with holding him a little bit longer if he's willing to do it? Well, you ask on the break, and if he's not willing to stay longer, then you say, okay, fine, we're going to go.
I understand you're a graphics professional and not a programming professional,
oh, please,
Johnson.
Please, don't pull that with me.
But as far as programming a radio station, you want to try to keep your hours separate to some extent. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
All right. Manwich, we're in the midst of this this email here. You can amp. By the way, you can amp the show. Amp.freetalklive.com. Like our emailer does. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and you don't have to like every single one of us all the time to like, in general, what it is that Free Talk Live is doing, you can support the show. For as little as $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. We give you everything on our website for free. So if you want to help support Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations, that's what the AMP program does. Advertise, market, and promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. Can we get to the AMP segment here in this email? Because we've got to wrap it up. We do have a call on the line.
Just because Manwich doesn't think you should shoot someone when they destroy a snowman doesn't mean he's a fascist. It means he's an adult. Give me a break. My AMP donation is staying at $3. Manwich and Johnson should start their own show.
Which, I don't know why he says that, because most of the things that come out of Manwich's mouth, I don't agree with.
Well, you know, I think that he would find that your stances are similar to Ian's in a lot of respects, and that you and I would disagree on other stuff, too.
Right.
I happen to think that the way you put together your thoughts on libertarian issues, I find it very appealing.
Enough of that. So essentially, he's withholding extra AMP dollars because he doesn't like me.
Well, and that's that is a fallacy. It's a logical fallacy here, because the dollars go to free Talk Live and the advocating of Free Talk Live. It goes to Free Talk Live, and it doesn't go to Ian. So there's no, if you disagree with
that's
Ian,
correct.
You're still advocating my position by amping Free Talk Live.
Right. If Free Talk Live gets on more radio stations, more people get to hear you, man.
Yes, me. Talking about liberty, or at least my bastardized version thereof.
And me.
And Johnson, and everybody else that's on the show. So AMP, again, it is it's a program that benefits Free Talk Live. And, of course, Free Talk Live in general benefits the pro-freedom, pro-liberty movement. We're not trying to bash you over the head for the extra $2. I mean, if you don't want to get
no,
it.
No, no. But at the same time, there's if he says it, there's 100 people out there that think the same
maybe
thing
so.
That haven't written it in. And yeah, I think that we need to address it then, because I never even considered that somebody might not amp the show as much because of your position or my position. What?
I just like where you're taking that, because I know you have this huge thing where you want Ian to calm down. So that's where you're taking it. And I see what you're doing.
Wait, what
I'm pointing it out because you're a jerk.
What? What? I don't like Ian's positions. I think they're way too...
He just attached... He wants. Well, there must be a larger percentage of people who don't want to amp the show because of your extreme views.
Right.
So you need to calm down.
That's not fair at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I understand.
Yeah, okay.
If I'd been thinking about it, I might have gone that direction. I wasn't.
Right.
There are just as many. There are just
Back-pedal.
As many crackpot anarchists out there that amp the show because of Ian's point of views.
Uh-huh.
Really? I mean,
I'm sure
that's
they
not
really
what you just said.
Well, I'm sure they really appreciate you calling them crackpots. Now we're going to have them cutting back. They're going to be cutting back their amplifier mouth
because
you call them crackpots. Yeah.
No, they should all amp the show because of me.
Okay. We did have Lewis on the line, and he did want to talk about I-69, but he's gone, unfortunately.
Isn't I-69 the free road?
Is the road that I believe they're
road?
Putting in out west. No, it's not private. It's another interstate that they're putting in out west, and they're destroying people's homes for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's...
In fact, I think he was the guy that sent me the email about it. He's one of the people that is in one of those homes.
Isn't there a big private highway somewhere out there, like in Iowa or something like that?
There is somewhere out there, yes. One of them runs parallel to a government road, and you can go a lot faster on it. Because you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're done. Been in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to amp the show. You don't have to love all of us. Amp.freetalklive.com. But we love you. This is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday night edition. Have a great night.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.